there. Don't be alarmed. We're just preparing your listening device for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving. We do this, of course, by filling your radio with water. Don't worry. We're professionals. Thanks to me, you won't even get wet. You see, I've crammed every appendage of my body into the cracks and crevices of your radio, ensuring an airtight seal. By the way, don't touch your on-off knob. That's a very sensitive area. Anyway, I should remind you, we believe in the buddy system just like diving, so don't listen alone. Call your buddy and tell them that Scuba Radio is about to begin.
We're going to start a new life under the sea.
So, am I going to drown?
Of course not. Just stay calm and let the gentle currents relax your every muscle.
Under the sea. Under the sea.
Did it just get warmer?
There'll be no accusations, just friendly crustaceans under the sea.
Where the hell are the sharks?
And now, here's your dive guide for Scuba Radio, Greg the Dive Master.
And welcome to Hour 2 of the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master. And look, we got a lot of stuff to cover. I got a liveaboard trip planned for 2011. We're going to share the details with you and announce it to the world here in just a bit. But first, before we get into that, how about talking about a couple things? We got to find out if Vince Neil from Motley Crue is hanging with Neil Watson in Bimini this weekend. It looks like that is the case. He has promised to check in with us, and who knows, man, he might be sitting at the bar at the Big Game Club, the new Guy Harvey Outpost Resort, the place where we broadcast Scuba Radio from last week. He literally may be sitting next to Vince Neil, lead singer of Motley Crue, having a beer right now.
Girls, girls, girls. At the body shop in Fort Lauderdale.
Okay, so that's Vince Neil from Motley Crue when he's taking his act to Vegas. No.
Dr. Okay. Feel Good. He's the one that makes you feel all right. Yeah.
Yeah. So, anyway, but we missed it by a weekend, and evidently the guys from Motley Crue are hanging out in the Bahamas this weekend.
Maybe so they're recording. There is a studio there, famous recording studio there.
There is, really?
Compass Point, it's called. Iron Maiden just recorded their last album there last year.
In the
year.
Bahamas or in Bimini?
It's in the Bahamas. I'm not sure where.
Yeah, I don't think it'd be in, it would be in,
It's a closely guarded secret.
It probably is.
It could be. Could be. So, I don't know. We'll check into that. Also, we hope to check in with Sean Fisher, the grandson of Mel Fisher, here in just a bit. I don't know if I'm allowed to talk about this on the air, but before we get him on, I'm gonna. Yeah, Sean and his wife were actually up for the Amazing Race. They actually were the pick to possibly be a part of the Amazing Race.
That's amazing.
That was for last season.
It is.
But they didn't quite make the cut. But when we went to Fiji, I don't know if you heard about this, Pete. When we went to Fiji in LAX, we actually crossed paths with the Amazing Race, and they filmed me for the TV show. Now
that's one of the blooper sections.
I don't know, but it's getting ready to debut in February, the new season, and they were filming, it's like an all-star edition of The Amazing Race.
Oh, yeah, you'll make the all-star edition, there's no question.
That's what I'm thinking.
I talked to the...
oh, look, there's Greg the Dive Master!
The young girl and her dad from Tennessee. I thought they were from Canada.
I've never watched this program, so you're talking to someone who has no clue what Amazing Race.
I don't either.
This is why it's amazing.
It's huge. It's huge that I could have been, I may be on The Amazing Race, the first episode of The Amazing Race. They did film me. I signed a release and the whole work.
Wow.
The whole works. And I had a little interaction with one of the team from Tennessee. It was a young girl and her dad. And I think they were actually on the last season maybe too, but they're on this all-star season. So we'll see. But Sean and them were trying to get on that, and I may already be on it. But do we got him, Bill? Is this Sean? It is. Okay, well, I think we got Sean Fisher on right now. Sean, welcome to Scuba Radio. How you doing? Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you, Greg. How you doing, man?
I'm good, buddy. So did you get part of that story? Did you hear we crossed paths with the Amazing Race, my friend?
No, I didn't hear that part. What happened with the Amazing Race?
So, on our way to Fiji, we literally were on getting ready to board a flight, and the Amazing Race was filming there at LAX, and they filmed me talking to one of the teams. So,
all right. All right, man.
So one of the first episode.
They make you sign all kinds of stuff that says you're not allowed to talk too much about it, right?
Exactly. Well, when I asked, I asked the girl, I said, "Hey, you're with the Amazing Race, aren't you?" And she went, "Hamina." She couldn't say anything. And I thought,
did she really say "hamina hamina hamina"? Because if she did, that's going to make the show.
Yeah, I think she did. I actually think she
hamina 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 hamina
hamina hamina hamina
hamina.
Yeah.
Well, hey, I hope you guys hear me okay. I apologize. I'm walking the streets of Key West, and it's a gorgeous day. It's a little cold, so I think it's only about 75 degrees. But other than that, it's a great day down here. So I hope you not too much background noise.
Yeah, well, Sean, you suck. And I'll just say
that
for everybody.
We'll be down in a moment to clear your sidewalks of all the snow.
Exactly. So, Sean, I know you've been celebrating the holidays, but let's talk about what you guys have been uncovering down there in Key West when it comes to treasure from the Atosha or some of the other wrecks that you are working your little magic to salvage some of the silver and gold that you guys continue to do off the coast of Key West. What's the latest?
Well, I tell you, there's all kinds of exciting stuff going on right now, Greg. You know, we got our Atosha that's our bread and butter. It's consistent. We work it hard. We're still looking for what we call the other mother and bringing up little bits and pieces here and there, and pretty soon we're going to find the big pile. But we got some new deeper water stuff going on as well. I can't talk too much about it. But it's exciting. It's very exciting, and we're going to be doing our survey on that this spring. And I tell you what, life is good.
Life is good. Today could be the day, or tomorrow, or whatever day. You're always pulling up stuff there, Pete.
I've got a question for you. What do you think about this WikiLeaks thing and them actually bringing up the fact that the U.S. government's trying to get treasure returned back to Spain?
Yeah, oh yeah, that thing with that Odyssey group or something. I'm sure
Black Swan.
You at least follow that.
Yeah, I think it's I think it's a terrible, terrible thing for our government to have done. I'm not surprised. I'm sorry to say, having been in this industry and knowing how some of the people that are accused of doing these things act, I'm not that surprised. But I do hope it makes the government take a second look and do the right thing, and I hope Odyssey prevails in that case, because they deserve it. They've worked and put a lot of money, blood, sweat, and tears, and they're a great corporation with lots of great, good people invested in their corporation, good Americans, our government needs to look out for us.
Yeah.
So,
I hope
Odyssey does well.
Yeah, this story has been going on for a couple of years. It is sad it's being dragged out so long, and then to see this kind of story where it looks like the government may have thrown them under the bus for a few bucks or some other negotiation is quite distressing and unfortunate.
Hey, it was for a painting, a real honest-to-goodness painting.
Yeah, it's terrible, man. It's absolutely terrible, and Odyssey is such a good company, and I hate to see anybody have to fight for this. If it wasn't for people like Odyssey and us, nobody would ever see any of the amazing history that we bring back to life. And, I just think it's all ridiculous. And I hope this makes our government take an impartial look at the situation and make the right choice.
Yeah. Well, obviously money's involved in all this stuff. That's what drives the engine to salvage the silver and gold. But you bring up the historical aspects of this, like your museum down there in Key West. I imagine that place was pretty busy over the holiday season. Am I right?
It was. We were very busy. People love treasure, and you're right. The money does play a big part of it. It's hard to find treasure, but it gets even worse once you've found it, because then everybody thinks they should have a part of it. So, there are a few that are deserving, and then there's people like Spain who committed genocide to an entire civilization and still think that they deserve that the treasure, the silver and gold that they got from doing that. So
what an awesome point.
That's my opinion, and I'm sticking to it.
Yeah, well, as you should. It's worked well for you over the years there, Sean, no doubt. Now, if you want to dive the Wreck of the Atosha or with the Mel Fisher Group, tell me. I got to tell you, it is a treat. All you got to do is go to melfisher.com. There's plenty of programs where it's diving for a day, a week, or buying in as an investor, the whole thing. It's right there, melfisher.com. Right, Sean?
It is. You can't dive for just a day, but you can dive for a week, or you can become an investor, which is either one a great experience. You get to come find treasure, be the first person to find a piece of history that's over 400 years old and has been sitting on the bottom of the ocean. It's the best feeling in the world, and man, if you have the chance, you should experience it.
Absolutely. Well, you could go to the museum for a day. How about that? And go look at some of that treasure. So, yeah, you got a little day experience down there in Key West. MelFisher.com. More coming up on the world's first radio show devoted to diving, including we're going to tell you where you can go. And I'm not joking.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
Dive into one of the greatest adventures of your life. Become a real treasure hunter. Spend a week diving one of the richest Spanish galleons ever to be lost at sea with the world's greatest treasure hunters. And take home up to $2,500 worth of treasure. For the first time ever, the public is invited to dive the most famous shipwreck in history, Mel Fisher's Atosha. You'll go behind the scenes on a working salvage boat, recovering treasure and artifacts that are almost 400 years old. You'll learn firsthand all about treasure hunting and historic shipwreck conservation. You'll see the charts and Atosha's treasure manifest. Working alongside Mel Fisher's dive team, you'll have the chance to find your very own piece of history and take home authentic artifacts worth up to $2,500. Trips are limited to 6 weeks each summer, so book your trip today. Call 305-294-5441 or go to melfisher.com. Today's the day.
For over 20 years, Explorer Ventures has been taking people just like you aboard their liveaboard dive vessels. You start as a guest and leave as a friend. It's a philosophy that comes from the top down at Explorer Ventures, and just maybe why Explorer Ventures is one of the best repeat customer stats in the dive industry. Of course, they offer spectacular diving in the Bahamas, Turks and Caicos, and Galapagos. All the details are right there at ExplorerVentures.com, but it's the people and the friendships one makes on these adventures that really sets Explorer Ventures apart from the rest. That's why for the second year in a row, we have made Explorer Ventures the official liveaboard company of Scuba Radio. We're doing 4 weeks on board ourselves this year, and you're welcome to join us on any of these special adventures. However, the bottom line is, Explorer Ventures does the liveaboard dive experience right. Call them and see for yourself at 1-800-322-3577 or visit ExplorerVentures.com. That's ExplorerVentures.com.
All right, it's time to focus. CJ.
Oh, Kate, yeah, sorry, what?
Bill, quit screwing around.
Damn it, Craig.
What?
Nothing. What? Are we back?
Yeah, we are.
Front two.
Yeah, now let's just go to the phone. Crockett styled up 888-888-SCUBA. And, or 888-88-SCUBA. That's the number, right? How you doing, Crockett? Welcome to the big shoe.
Hey, Greg, I'd just like to be the first to say we're looking forward to seeing you up there at the Dive Expo this year. I heard you announce it, and I was like, yes.
Yes, Nick Crockett is one of our listeners likes to hang out in the chat room and at scubaradio.com.
How are we doing, Crockett?
And I know, I know, Crockett, you have talked to me or sent me emails over the last couple of years trying to get us to go to this dive show. Is it really all it's cracked up to be? I've heard good things, but you've been to the show. Is it a good show or what?
It's an outstanding show, man. They've got some stuff at this dive show that you won't see at other dive shows. On Sunday morning, there's probably 150 divers or so. They'll hop in the water at Owens Beach and do what they call the treasure hunt dive.
Really? So they'll do a treasure hunt drive, but isn't it cold still in April, or is it warm there in Seattle? I don't
know. It's always cold.
It's always cold.
It can be chilly. It's on the edge of where it's changing from cold to warm.
And when you say on the edge of cold to warm, we're talking about what type of water temp?
40.
Let's get that out of
there. Oh, the water temp. Oh, I thought you were talking about the air temp. The water temp. Oh, it's always a balmy 48 degrees.
Oh, damn. All right, so we're going to be helping host that event.
Maybe the treasure hunt is trying to find your nads after you get out of the water.
No. There's no such animal after you get out of the water.
Yeah, there's no hope is what you're saying.
Speaking of water, something a little bit warmer maybe. This will warm up your thoughts.
Okay.
Matava?
Yeah.
Manta Reef?
Yes, when we went to Fiji, yeah.
Yeah, how would you like that dive?
That was a phenomenal, phenomenal dive there off the coast of Kandavu there at the Matava Resort. And it was one of my favorite
dives
ever.
Was the water temperature 48 degrees?
Always. No, let's see. What was the water temperature? Mermaid Tony's up on the video chat. Hold up the numbers, Tony. What was it? It was like 70. It was 70-something.
Yeah.
What?
Nothing. Focus is really out of the question.
No,
isn't it?
I'm saying, what was the water temp when we did
check
that
with
dive
her now,
with the mantle rays?
She's about hearing you now.
She is. No, she can see. And she's saying 50. Oh, no, she's just scratching her face. Sorry. I'm thinking it was like, it wasn't super cold. It was like, it was just under 80. I think it was like 78. What?
That is not super cold. I would label
that super cold.
Yeah, yeah. It was like 78 or so. It was a little on the cool
not
side.
Not quite super cold.
Right. In the dictionary where you look up not super cold, it puts in parentheses not Fiji water.
All right, yeah. Tony's saying 80. She's saying it was 80. Is that what? Okay, maybe she is saying it's 80. So it was comfortable. For a warm water wuss like myself.
She's saying 80, yeah.
Yeah.
It was cold.
78-ish. 78. That's what she's saying. 78.
Well, that would be 80-ish.
Yeah. And so that's warm enough for a warm water wuss like myself. Or Neil Watson, for that matter. Neil, would you dive in water that was 78 degrees? I don't know. Would you? I know you're an 80-80-80 kind of diver, which means he dives 80 degrees out air, 80 degrees underwater. So that 78 may not do it. We're trying to connect with Neil in the Bahamas. We may have lost him. But we'll find out here in just a bit.
You know, I swam over that cable the other day. I hope I didn't move it.
All right. So I don't know. I think he's pretty good.
Now, here's the thing. When we talked to Neil about 2 hours ago,
right?
We knew it was Coleco clock then.
Oh.
So you can't expect a real rapid response out of
all
Neil.
Right.
You're going to need to give Neil a little lead time.
He's on
give
a Bahamas delay.
A little bit of time to catch up. So Neil,
yeah,
I heard you talking about 80-80-80, and I'm saying, well, that's my gig. Who are they talking to?
Well, no, that's, yeah, I'm talking about you. 80-80-80, which means 80-degree temperature water, 80-degree temperature air, and 80 what? What's the other 80?
80 feet of
vis.
Oh, 80 foot of vis, exactly. Okay. So, yeah. 78, if it was 78 and you had the potential to dive with manta rays, would you bend your rule for that, Neil, if it was 78 degrees underwater? But 80 air and 80 foot
of
edge.
I bend it. That's my optimum. That's my optimum.
Okay. All right. So it's not a hard rule. Yeah. I got you.
As a bikini clad maiden, you know, there's justification.
Got it.
It's a suggestion.
Yes.
The problem is, though, if it's under 80 degrees, usually they're in wetsuits. That ruins everything. I hate the winter.
Good point. All right, see, you need Neil Watson there to point things out like that, the obvious.
Yeah.
For the rest of us. Now, Neil, I know you're there.
That's not in the Paddy Manual.
It's not in the Paddy Manual. That's in the Neil Watson Handbook. It's a little black book.
That's right.
But it's pretty damn thick.
Yeah.
Now, Neil,
man.
I know you're in Bimini there at the Big Game Club, the new Guy Harvey Outpost Resort. And I mentioned this on the air that Vince Neil from Motley Crue is out there. Had any more brushes with this rocker, or is he out there just gallivanting?
Yeah, I talked to him for a few minutes between when I talked to you last time. Him and his little lady had just come back from tooling the island in a golf cart and was going down to the boat, my guess, to have a cocktail or do something. I don't want to ask what something is. I'm sure we'll rally at the bar a little later. He seems to enjoy a little adult beverage occasionally.
Nice. So that could happen anytime. There at the Big Game Club, this is where people go to clear customs in the Bahamas. Anybody cruising through, whether it's celebs or just regular slubs like me, just mix and mingle in the Bahamas. That's how it is there, right, Neil?
Well, you know, celebrities love Bimini because you know the locals are so used to having celebrities over here. They really don't pay any attention to them, and no matter who you are, you know nobody bugs you over here. You can just kind of do your thing and hang and they love it, man. We got the who's who that come over here.
So Neil, we want to know if it's true.
What
they had. That they had Greg last week because Neil was going to be here this week.
Well, Neil was there both weeks.
Yeah, Neil was there.
No, Vince
me.
Neil.
Oh, okay.
Neil Watson.
Oh, that Neil. Yeah.
Well, actually, yeah. Vince came.
Right. Well, you know, it's hard to tell us apart. You know, Vince, Neil Watson, you know.
Yeah.
I see the likeness.
Yeah, I think, you know, Vince Neil, I think that's just his rocker name. It's probably Vince Watson.
Well, no. Actually, Vince is his first name, Neil is his second name, and I think his last name is Wharton.
That is absolutely correct, sir.
And it's close enough to Watson. You say Wharton, he says Watson. I think it's pretty close. I think you guys are related.
And I'm Robert Neil Watson.
Well, there you go. See?
I'm going to start calling him Bobby.
Neil Watson is going to be the drummer for Motley Crue by the end of this weekend. I have no doubt about it, and we'll be the first show to report it to the world.
Thanks for being on with us, Bobby.
Yes. Big Game Club, Bimini.com. Check it out, and you go there, too, and hang with the big dogs.
Scuba Radio.
Scuba.
Scuba Radio.
First radio show devoted to diving. Greg the Dive Master, Bill the Producer, CJ. Also, we have Pete from Scuba Board in the studio today. And, okay, here's the big news, guys. We have a liveaboard scheduled with the official liveaboard company of Scuba Radio, of course, that being Explorer Ventures. And Pete has been on this trip before.
Ah, good trip.
We're going back to Saba. Yes, we're going back to do the Saba itinerary that includes St. Kitts, St. Martin, the island of Saba, beautiful, beautiful adventure. I mean,
I can scarcely wait.
Is that in March?
My bags are packed.
No. It's going to be September 17th through the 24th. We are going to be on that week on board the CX2 liveaboard doing their Saba itinerary. You can go to exploreventures.com, get more information about the itinerary and how you can join us. Now, there's more to it than this. The fact that we're going to do our show live from the boat that week, and you'll have the opportunity to hang with us. We'll probably bring a few prizes along and take care of all the passengers on board for putting up with our little Scuba Radio shenanigans. Mermaid Tony's planning on coming. It'll be one of her first, her first live aboard experience in that part of the world for sure. Also,
Bill the Engineer's planning on going.
That's up to you. Basically, you and CJ are going to have a fight. You're going to set up a cage match. And Bill, the producer, and CJ are going to basically fight it out for the last spot on the liveaboard.
That's not
fair. He's all hopped up on tea.
Well, no, but that's okay.
I get the referee.
Okay. Here's the thing. Neither one of us are in particularly good shape, and it just turns into a hug fest, and it's a little gay. I'm not comfortable.
It's really not gay.
You look comfortable.
It is going to be jello wrestling. But
I was told pudding.
Okay, well, if you guys agree, chocolate pudding,
I think we will agree to disagree on this.
Or how about tapioca? Would you be okay with tapioca?
I will accept tapioca as an alternative.
Creamed corn.
Cream of wheat. Yeah, okay. Well, it's going to be messy.
Cream corn out of...
We'll let these two fight it out, and you can join us. If that weren't enough, the folks from Divers Alert Network...
Wheat thins.
Dan Orr from Divers Alert Network and his wife Betty are going to join us for that work as well. September 17th through the 24th.
You would give up quickly.
With Explore Ventures in Sabah. Don't miss it.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network. Your surface interval is complete. You are now clear to dive with Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio.
The world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio.
Dive, dive, dive.
Live from New York, it's Saturday night.
Hi, it's Daryl Hammond from Saturday Night Live, and you're listening to Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Are you sure this is legal?
I don't know. It's fun, though, isn't it?
Here's my close personal friend and mentor and the guy that I just owe just about everything I have to. Ladies and gentlemen, it's Greg the Dive Master Holt.
Boy, you might be legally retarded.
I thought we killed that thing last year. We're still playing that? I didn't think that tape was supposed to make the air.
Proof anyway, of advertising, man.
You know, who knows? When we're up there for the Beneath the Sea Dive Show in New Jersey, maybe we'll try to catch Saturday Night Live. Sometimes they are actually running the show there in New York City.
Is Daryl Hammond still on March. That program?
No, he's not.
I was going to say, because he does a terrible Barack Obama.
Yeah, that would not be him. Yeah. But, yeah.
I'm just
Fred,
saying.
Fred somebody.
Flintstone.
Sanford.
No.
Yeah, what was... let's just move on. All right, so we're doing all the dive shows.
Elizabeth,
I just talked about
Sabah
in September. That's going to be our big listener week-long live-aboard trip that you can join us on September 17th through the 24th with Explore Ventures. Once again, go to exploreventures.com. We do have some other adventures planned as well.
Before you go there, though, Sabah is my favorite island out there.
Yeah, yeah.
Absolutely, when we went on there, that was my favorite island in
beautiful
the entire
place,
world.
Isn't it? Yeah, so I can't wait. You ought to come on that trip.
If you get out there, well, it's got so many cool things. It's got the needle. Remember the needle?
The needle?
You don't remember the needle, do you?
Yeah, was that the pinnacle dive?
No, the pinnacle was the
pinnacle.
Next day. The needle is this 30-foot rock structure that starts at about 180 feet and comes up within 30 feet of the surface. And it's just a round needle that sticks straight up. And it's amazing because you think of all the forces that cause that to rise. And, of course, the coral's growing on, the sharks are swimming around.
That's exactly what Greg does. He's very contemplative when he's diving. He's thinking, think about all the eons of... Oh, wait, is that a beer? That's really how his thought process works.
No, I prefer hard liquor on those boats because it's free.
Yeah. Understandable.
But
is there a swim through in the needle?
No, unless you can have a drill.
Oh, well,
I mean, it's a solid rock going straight up. I mean, when you think about it, you always see mountains or have bigger at the bottom and tiny at the top. This is the same diameter from the bottom to the top. It's just amazing.
For 150 feet, that is remarkable.
150 feet just sticking straight up in the ocean. I mean, who'd have thunk? Whoever found it. I mean, that's finding a needle in a
ocean. Stack.
Okay. Whatever.
Remember
that
the sleeve?
That is the combined comedic genius of three people to make that work.
Hey, remember the sleeve stacks in Land of the Lost?
Focus.
Yeah, those are great.
Focus.
Oh, boy. All right.
Derail.
We have, we do have that trip in Sabah in September. However, we are planning to do Dominica Dive Fest in July. That'll be around July 8th for 10 days or so. We'll get you the exact dates here in a few weeks. And then we're going to be celebrating the 50-year anniversary of the sinking of the Bianca C in Grenada. And that is going to be in the month of October. So, we have Dive Fest in Dominica in July. We have the Grenada 50-year anniversary of the Bianca C ocean liner, which is an amazing place.
Straight.
Is it a wreck? It is a wreck. Thank it is you. A sinking artificial reef or sunk artificial reef, yeah. Yeah. So that'll be in the month of October. And so we're already committed to those two things. It looks like we're going back to Fiji possibly in May as well.
It's a tough
one. And that'll be tagged on with the Long Beach Dive Show in Long Beach,
California. You're saying is a lot less travel this year than last.
A lot less travel.
Yeah, that's what he said last year. Or 2009.
Yeah. No, I'm not saying that, actually. And then we're going to fit in, you know, some runs over to Bimini and probably down to the Keys as well.
Imodium for those runs.
You think that does the trick, huh? Are you going to need that in Cozumel, by the way?
He doesn't drink the water.
I don't drink the water.
Yeah. He only drinks the rum.
You know, it's funny. You guys, the scuba board group, you're got a big crew going down there to Mexico. And believe it or not, in our 13-year history of doing scuba radio, we have not been to Mexico. It's shocking. We have not been to Cozumel.
Orders have been in Orlando, you know, in the States for a long time.
Well,
they just haven't caught you yet.
No. You mean we haven't been deported to that part of the
exactly.
world?
Exactly. I think they've got a warrant out for your bad
year. Okay. I'm just
too fast.
To get
deported to Mexico because we look like Mexicans.
I've snorkeled in Cozumel.
I've dove Cozumel.
Dove Cozumel?
Yes, and I didn't invite you bastard.
Yeah. Well, we haven't done it as a show.
I haven't been to Cozumel yet. This will be my first time. That's one of the last few of the ones that I haven't been to.
Yeah, well, I was going to say, but one of the things I know I used to avoid it in the beginning of the show when, 13 years ago, because of the water thing. But that's not an issue down there anymore, is it?
No, they got plenty of water. They got water.
Yeah, it's all good.
Ocean.
You don't have to worry about drinking it or anything like that.
Oh, they got that's triple filtered.
Yeah, they've had some damage from some storms over the years, but it's been a while since they had a real bad storm. It's like 3 years, I think.
Hits the shallow stuff. I mean, once you go down beyond 20 or 30 feet, most storms don't really damage deeper than that.
Hmm. Well, it was affecting visibility for a long time because it washed a lot of...
I can't see that.
I know you can.
Well, okay, so Mexico is on that kind of short list of a place I got to go. Also, Belize, believe it or not.
Well, you ought to come out with us.
Oh, well, yeah, but if you go to Belize, you have to learn the language.
Belize that.
Belizean. I know Belizean. No, I didn't go diving, but I went whitewater rafting when there was
Is that joke really lost on everyone? Because they speak English in Belize. It's the only English-speaking country.
It wasn't funny. Wasn't funny, right. But other than that.
He didn't know. He did not know.
No, I did, and I was with Pete there. This wasn't a good one.
It was like, maybe if we ignore it long enough, it would go away, but you had to keep pushing it.
So much for that idea.
Greg, we're also going to be going to some of the cenotes
natural causes
in Mexico.
I will kill it.
Just like giving birth, you had to keep pushing it.
Do some of the cenotes in Mexico.
Isn't that illegal? Even in Mexico?
Well, only if you light them from the back end.
Ah, okay. The cenotes. Yeah, those are the caves.
The caves.
The cave system down there in the Yucatan.
Cenote is Mexican for well.
Well, I knew that.
Oh, did I tell you the story about the three holes in the ground? No? Well.
I think it's time for commercial.
No, unfortunately not.
I told you this was the hardest the hardest break of this whole show is this one right here.
Yeah.
Well, we're not even halfway
if
there.
If we run out of stuff, damn. I have a trivia question for you.
Okay, hit me.
Are you ready for the trivia question?
Does it have anything to do with diving, I hope?
Absolutely.
Okay.
You know who Mike Nelson was, right?
Yeah.
C. Hunt? Okay. Yep.
I just learned this at DEMA. Have you ever noticed how he went into the water?
He always rolled backwards.
He went backwards.
Okay, now do you know why he did that?
How Mike Hunt went into the water.
The water. When he got off the boat, he always rolled backwards. You know why he did that?
Why?
Because if he rolled forwards, he'd still be in the boat.
He makes a strong argument. That is a very good point. If you were sitting on the gunwale and you rolled forward, you would not exit the boat.
It hurt.
So, Bill, what's the story about the holes?
Yeah, really. Can we go back to that one?
Three holes, right?
Yes.
That would be Trey.
Yes. Well.
All right.
Yeah, wow.
Well, That's Belize, Mexico.
It's still not the worst joke of the day.
I'm trying to think.
No.
Not
by
even the
far.
Worst joke of the segment.
Nope.
But what I was trying to get to in a roundabout way, are there any other places that we're not going this year, or at least don't have scheduled at the moment, that are on the list? And Belize and Mexico are one of, or two of them. Are there any other on your list there, Pete?
You still haven't been to Bonterre Mine. You're trying to get him
into inland waterways, and that ain't happening.
It's just a phenomenal thing to see where people worked and you know, dug this mine out with their bare hands.
But it's cold.
And a lot of dynamite.
It's so cold there. You know what? It's funny you bring that up, because on my list is a plan to go dry suit diving. Matter of fact, I was talking to Neil and Mermaid Tony about this last week in the Bahamas, about going down to the Keys.
But to be fair, he was drinking.
But no, seriously, going down to the Keys within the next month or two and a new oceanic dry suit
to the Keys.
Do some bugging. Yeah, because the water down there in the Keys right now can be as cold as like 65. That's freezing.
That's wetsuit weather.
Oh, no.
Swimsuit weather.
Are you kidding me?
I was just out in Florida.
You are a warm water wuss too, Pete.
I was just out in Florida Bay. The temperature was 67 degrees in the water, and I was in my swimsuit snorkeling around out there.
Are you serious?
I am absolutely serious.
You are crazy.
I'll go into the caves.
That is nuts.
I'll go into the cave, 68
you
degree
cave. You are insane.
In my swimsuit.
Better than going in somebody else's swimsuit.
But up bump.
That's just disturbing.
Or birthdays. Scuba Radio.
Would you like to talk diving? Greg the Dive Master's all toweled down and ready to take your call now. Call Scuba Radio at 1-888-88-SCUBA.
Bula, that's the greeting you get from the smiling, generous Fijians who welcome you to Fiji. And while Fiji's friendly people, white sand beaches, rainforest, and waterfalls are a huge draw for any traveler, divers in the know consider Fiji the soft coral capital of the world. With direct regular flights from LAX on Air Pacific, it's never been easier to live your Fiji experience. Go to FijiMe.com to book dive packages from backpacker to five-star spa resorts. That's FijiMe.com.
I'm always the first to run low on air.
I'm adjusting my BCD all the time.
It feels that I spent half my dive swimming back to the dive boat and on the surface.
You can learn to improve your diving so that you can feel more confident with your skills and more comfortable in the water thanks to the Professional Association of Dive Instructors. Peak Performance Buoyancy and the Navigation Specialty Course are just a few of the many PADI offerings to consider. Visit PADI.com to find the PADI Dive Center nearest you. PADI, the way the world learns to dive.
On the line with us is Neil Watson, the depth and distance world record holder for scuba diving. He's also the president of the Bahamas Diving Association. Neil, just what is it about the Bahamas that makes diving there so attractive?
Greg, one of the unique features is our diversity. We're 100,000 square miles, literally 50 miles from the U.S. mainland. Whether it's sharks, wrecks, reefs, walls, we have everything that any diver and even a non-diving spouse could ever want for a dive destination.
You can start planning your Bahamas adventure at BahamasDiving.com. The Bahamas, our 700 islands, could change you forever.
This is Scuba Radio Drunken Santa. All through the dive boat, not a creature was stirring except a mouse. Use your mouse and click on scubaradio.com for everybody on your Christmas list. A Scuba Radio hat for Timmy. A jacket for Jill. Scuba Radio t-shirts look great, especially on mermaids, preferably soaking wet. Scubaradio.com. That's scubaradio.com.
Scuba Radio.
We can amuse ourselves here at the world's first radio show devoted to diving. We got a new webcam we're playing with too much. We haven't made it public yet, and there's probably a good reason.
Oh, yeah.
Greg, the Dive Master, Bill, the producer, and, of course, CJ's hanging out with us today as well. And Pete from Scuba Board.
Hey.
Now, we've been talking about some of the places that we're going to be going here in 2011, some places we'd like to add to the list. Our schedule's going to be pretty crazy. There's no doubt about it. There's going to be several opportunities for you to join us on some of these dive adventures. And, of course, all you have to do is stay in touch at scubaradio.com or connect with us via Facebook as well, and you'll get the latest
on where we're going to be and how you can take advantage of some of the giveaways that we bring along with us when we travel, and basically pay off our listeners when we travel with them so they'll keep their mouths shut.
There you go. Have you been to the Philippines yet?
I have not. And
that's on my to-do list.
I was really tempted to go last year. I actually got a kind of a soft invite. You know, like, hey, would you be interested
Dude,
in going?
We don't need to bring that up again.
Yeah, well, hey, you know, what are you going to do? But, you know, actually, Mermaid Tony brought up a spot that is on my list. And I don't know if we're going to be able to get there this year, but I it's kind of been on my radar the last couple years. And that is going to Tahiti.
Oh, that'd be fun.
I have heard, you know, Jean-Michel Cousteau, he told me a few years
Not
ago.
Not to drop any names.
Yeah, never. He told me that is one of the few places left on the planet that you ought to go to. Was Tahiti, the islands around Tahiti. What, Bill?
Nothing. You're just suggesting that a man who is such a proponent of the ocean and swimming with and protecting the ocean, even imagining that he would say, there's only a few places in the world that you should go, and one of them is Tahiti.
Well, no, it wasn't one of the few places you go, but one of the last unspoiled spots on the planet that you can go and still see amazing things.
But if that were the case, I would not want you to go there because you would spoil it.
It's not.
No, Tahiti's I'm talking about something else that's unspoiled.
Where?
Dry Tortugas.
Dry Tortugas off the Florida Keys,
I mean,
sure.
MV Spree out of Dry Tortugas does a liveaboard out there. I mean, that would just be absolutely awesome.
What about the Wet Tortugas?
The Wet Tortugas.
There's no such thing as Wet Tortugas. Do not listen to the man to your left.
Wet Turtles. Tortuga means turtle in Cayman.
Isn't that a strip club, the Wet Tortugas?
If not, we're going to open
your
one.
Tortugas!
The Wet Tortugas. Welcome to the Wet Tortugas.
Wait. Actually, hold on.
Party Bill, for one.
Bill, you just shouted out saying, let me see your Wet Turtles.
Hey!
What the hell?
I've been at sea for a while.
He's got a tortuga poking out.
No, but actuality, because the Keys have been hit so hard by all the flow off of Florida, you know, all that detergents and whatever that's in our sewage gets down there and bleaches out the coral, that hasn't happened to the west of us in the Dry Tortugas.
Okay, so you're saying the Tortugas are still unspoiled.
Pretty pristine.
And place to go. Have you been down there, Diamond?
No, I need to go. I've been invited by Captain Frank Wasson of the MV Spree to go several times. I need to take the man up on it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, let's see. Mermaid Tony lives down there in the Keys. I don't know if she's been down to the Tortugas or not.
It's a haul.
It's
a long way to get to Key West.
Off.
Well, it's
a long
way to go
way
out
to there
is in a haul.
Yeah. Yes.
It is a haul. But
yes, a haul and a haul. A haul
okay,
haul.
I guess, if you say so.
Or you could fly.
I've heard it's
pretty
nice.
It's a haul of a good time.
But, oh boy. I don't know. It would be something to go on.
Well, here's the thing. You like infrastructure. You like places which are developed, and the Dry Tortugas are not.
No, that's not true.
Liveaboard.
I like liveaboards.
Take a liveaboard right out there.
Don't put words in my mouth there, Mr. Producer.
Okay.
And they have that big old fort.
Fort Jefferson.
That's right. No, it's not Fort Jefferson. Is it?
I don't know.
I'm pretty confident it's Fort Jefferson.
I think it is Jefferson.
Yeah, okay.
I think for once he's right.
I was going to say Fort Jefferson, but then
that was my
I stopped myself.
Choice.
All right, so yeah, there's a big fort there. I know, and the Dry Tortugas. You
Dr. Mudd, who repaired the leg of...
That's why your name must be Mudd came from?
Actually, no, but okay.
Yes. Hmm. We'll have to agree with me.
Okay. But you can go
if
out
can
there
only
on a liveaboard.
One place in the ocean. Fires a producer.
Yeah, he didn't like you. He actually said that.
He fired me.
Jean-Michel Cousteau fired Bill the producer several years ago. That's probably why I hadn't talked
at
to him the last
Fest.
Couple years.
Really?
Because
is that Bill with you?
Yeah, he did. He didn't like Bill CJ.
Well, I don't like
this.
Bill's
is the same
the
year that Greg tried to put him on one of those wheelie things. What are those called?
Segways. Yeah.
Yet, because he figured worst thing that could possibly happen is that we would kill Jean-Michel Cousteau on a Segway, but we'd get some publicity out of it.
It'd be like good John Wilkes Booth killing
good for ratings.
You know,
Dr. Mudd.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah, and God happen. Knows I tried, because not only did we put him on a Segway, there was a lightning storm at the time.
Yes, there was.
But no such luck. He survived. But no, I still
talk. And Bill still works here.
Yes.
Yeah.
So we see how much weight Jean-Luc
Picard.
Cousteau carries around this place.
As far as Jean-Michel...
Jean-Luc?
Who's laughing in a funny French accent now?
As far as Jean-Michel knows, Bill was fired 3 years ago.
It was must have been longer than 3 years ago.
Yeah. Well, it might have been. Yeah. But yeah, no, the producer now is Jacques, the producer. That's as far as Jean-Michel knows.
Yes.
He would never listen to this show anyway.
That's a good point.
You know,
is that like Jacques E. Short? Is his name? Jacques E. Short?
Okay, I don't know.
Keep working it. You can make this funny. Keep going.
No, I can't, really.
You can make this funny.
Let's move it on. Tahiti. That's where I want to go. Tahiti. Because there are some videos
women.
And things I've seen. There's this resort that is out on the water on stilts, and like you look down at the floor in your bedroom, and it's like a glass bottom to your bedroom. So you look down and look at the fish.
So you freak out all night when you get out of bed.
Yeah, exactly. That's on my list. Who knows? Maybe we'll make it happen here in 2011. But, you know, you'll be along for the ride if we do. All right, that'll do it for this week. Remember... Bill?
It is, in fact, always better
down where it's wetter. Good diving, everybody!
Focus.
Focus.
Tortugas.
Don't forget to breathe.
Scuba Radio is a production of Overboard Entertainment Incorporated. Scuba
Radio. This seems the logical place for fish to congregate.
Remember, you can listen live or to archives of past editions of Scuba Radio worldwide over the internet at scubaradio.com.
So we're in international waters?
Indeed so.
Tell a friend and buddy up with your radio every week for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Well, it's all very nice here, but we should be going. I miss me wife and me oxygen.
Yes, we all miss our loved ones and gases. Let's go.